From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Expectations are low as nuclear negotiators arrive in Geneva for talks with Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Geneva. Comments in advance of the talks have shown both sides using strong rhetoric.
American and European officials say they welcome the opportunity for dialogue, but it's incumbent upon Tehran to convince the world that its nuclear program does not include a secret effort to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran insists its program is entirely peaceful, and in the latest show of defiance against international strictures, Iran's nuclear chief said the country would start using its own uranium concentrate, known as yellow cake, in one of its conversion plants. Tehran also accuses the UN, the West, and Israel of a conspiracy to attack Iranian nuclear scientists. Such comments have not generated much optimism for the 2 days of talks set to begin here tomorrow, but analysts say after weeks of heightened tension surrounding the issue, any effort to build confidence is welcome. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
The tensions with Iran are likely to come up in discussions today in Oman, where Defense Secretary Robert Gates is visiting. Oman is an ally of both the U.S. and Iran. It has served as an intermediary, most recently in October, when it persuaded Tehran to release an American woman who had been held in an Iranian prison for more than a year. Gates is also expected to discuss Oman's neighbor to the west, Yemen, where al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has been gaining strength and planning attacks against the U.S. A suicide bomber struck in eastern Afghanistan today, killing two NATO service members and at least two civilians. The attack occurred at an Afghan army base in an area where shopkeepers sell goods to Afghan and NATO troops. The Taliban claimed responsibility. A spokesman said the bomber was a sleeper agent who had joined the Afghan army to kill foreigners. The spokesman said the civilians who died were not innocent because they had collaborated with government and NATO forces. Some air passengers are troubled by the full-body scanners used at airports. The machines can see through people's clothing, raising privacy concerns. Recording or distributing those images would become illegal under legislation being announced today. For member station WNYC, Brian Zumhagen reports.
U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says anyone who would try to use the images for purposes other than security should be severely punished. The New York Democrats proposing legislation with penalties that could include up to a year in prison and fines of up to $100,000 or both. Transportation Security Administration officials say the images cannot be stored, transmitted, or printed and are deleted after being reviewed. They add that the images are blurred to mask the identity of the person being scanned. But privacy advocates say current safeguards fail to ensure that the images produced by the machines can't be misused by TSA employees or other workers. For NPR News, I'm Brian Zumhagen in New York.
This is NPR News from Washington. The army in Brazil will take on peacekeeping duties in the poor areas of Rio de Janeiro. After a week-long standoff between security forces and drug dealers last month, the BBC's Vanessa Bushletter reports the soldiers are intended to ensure that hundreds of drug traffickers will not return to the area.
The security forces arrested more than 100 people and seized more than 500 weapons during their sweep of the area. But now they want to demonstrate they can stay in control. So hundreds of soldiers will patrol the narrow alleyways of the hillside shantytowns. And while this will be their first peacekeeping mission within their own borders, the Defense Minister, Nelson Jobim, said they'd be able to draw on their years of experience heading the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Haiti.
The BBC's Vanessa Bushletter reporting. A crippled cargo ship is being towed to a harbor in Alaska, no longer in immediate danger of running aground in the Aleutian Islands. The Golden Seas is carrying nearly a 500,000 gallons of fuel oil. It was on a trip from Vancouver to the United Arab Emirates when it developed engine trouble Friday. It was drifting in strong winds and rough seas. Coast Guard spokesman Dana Warr says the conditions today are not ideal.
We're not quite out of the woods yet. The seas are still pretty high. We're talking 30 knots of wind and towing two large vessels, or towing a vessel of, you know, of that magnitude, 738 feet, has its dangers in that kind of environment.
The ships are expected to reach Dutch Harbor early tomorrow. Warr says there are 20 crew members on the board and they're in good condition. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.